Good morning and welcome to Focus. And we are joined by our twice monthly guest, Mayor Chris Haglock from the city of Aledo. Hello, Mayor.
Hello.
I'm surprised you're back after last time.
Well, you know, I like taking beatings, I guess. So here I am.
So we do this thing called five questions and we'll do it at the end of the segment. We got to educate you first.
Okay.
And then we'll have a little fun. But so the mayor just asked me before we started, where do you get these questions? And I literally, to get some of them, they come out of my own head, which is scary enough. And then I go online and I type, stupidest questions ever. And that's where most of your questions come from.
Well, be prepared for the answer.
Okay. Well, we do have to talk about something that has been on a lot of people's minds lately, and that is trash. You know, we're having, change is always difficult, Mayor, isn't it?
You know, you would have thought of anything that could have been difficult, it would not have been trash pickup. But yes, that has been an issue recently because the company that we are contracted with went to an automated system. So they have a truck that just one driver and it reaches out with an arm, picks up your garbage can, dumps it, and away we go. And apparently that's been a few issues because some people's garbage aren't getting picked up. Somehow we're getting missed. So one of the rules we have to remember when we're putting our garbage out is make sure it's out near the curb so the automated truck can pick it up, and also make sure that you don't have an obstruction, like somebody comes by every Tuesday and parks their car right in your neighborhood and it's going to be in the way on Wednesday morning or Thursday morning. Make sure that there's not those obstructions in the way.
Yeah, now some people actually went to the trouble to take pictures, put it up on our Facebook, but sometimes people may get missed under this new thing. It's transitioning into a new procedure. So if somebody feels that they have followed all the rules and they were missed, what should they do?
Absolutely. They should call City Hall, and we will take your address and name, and we will report those to LRS and have them deal with it.
And as I've told you before, the city of Moline did this years ago, and they had some of the same growing pains. So we'll get into a system where this is just an everyday trash day, no big deal.
We will. Just bear with us. It'll all come through okay.
One thing that's going really well, right across right here, we have the best seat here for the Central Park parking lot job.
You most certainly do.
They're pouring a lot of concrete over there.
They are. It looks like they're forming to pour part of the parking lot in Central Park here soon. The project's going very well. Right now, originally the project's supposed to be completed in November, and rumor has it we might be completed in the end of September, early October. So stay tuned, you know, we'll give you some more updates.
I'm excited because we have Antique Days coming up. It won't be quite done for Antique Days, but by the time we get to the holidays, it definitely will. But speaking of Antique Days, we're excited because we're downtown and we're going to be surrounded by all these people coming in here August 24th.
That is correct. We are excited about that. You know, there's be a couple changes because the parking lot being tore up. The antique tractors who are usually in the parking lot parking area will actually be over in the parking lot of the Orion Bank, or just outside of Orion Bank there in the street. So look for them down there. The tractor pullers, the small compact tractors, will be back again this year, and they'll be over there also in that area. So that'll be exciting. And of course, you never know if we're going to have 100 cars for the car show or 200. So, you know, we're looking forward to it.
That is such a busy day. And we've got that weekend is the Keatsburg Boat Inn Breakfast, the New Boston Fish Fry. But what's nice is Antique Days starts earlier than some of the other events. So get out to Aledo, enjoy everything, and you still have time to hit some of those other spots.
I agree. That's always difficult to plan things in your community or in the surrounding county area and not conflict with somebody somewhere. But we're glad we all work together well.
All right, we didn't have as many topics, so you get to get quickly. It's time for five questions. And are you ready, Mayor?
As ready I'm going to be, I guess.
So let's dive right in. Listen carefully. So what happens if you're half scared to death two times? I don't know either. I thought maybe he knew. Okay, moving on. We get a big buzzer on
hard,
that one.
It's hard to answer fast when you got to think.
Where? Okay, it's Olympic Day. You been watching the Olympics?
Yes.
I watch a little bit of it. Where did the Olympics begin? Turkey, Greece, or George Pratt Memorial?
Greece.
Oh, yes. Very good. Ding, ding. We'll give him that one. Do you need an appointment to see a psychic?
I would say no.
Okay, very good. Give him that one. He's doing much better this week. If I say tapeworm and grab it and go, what type of Alito businesses am I talking about?
Oh, the old videos.
There you go. Video stores. Yes, we're going to give him that one. Farm Country 102.3 FM. What does that stand for? FM.
I don't know what that stands for.
It's changed.
It has.
It has. It now stands for Follow Me. That's what the kids use, FM.
No.
No longer frequency modulated. Nobody knew what that was anyway. Final question. Are you a fan of the Edwards River?
Sure.
I live near the Edwards River.
Yes.
Is it named after, and this is a multiple choice question, Edward Svoboda, who found gold at the New Boston Riverfront, Bob Edwards of Shale City, who built the famous Edwards River Brick Bridge, or the former governor of Illinois?
I would go with number one.
Number one, Edward Svoboda?
Yeah.
No, nobody found gold in New Boston. My goodness, Mayor. He was the former governor of Illinois, Ninian Edwards.
No kidding.
Yeah, that sounds like a joke, doesn't it? But that's
it
the
does.
Truth.
It is a joke.
They just made that up there. All right, Mayor, we appreciate you coming in and having some fun with us.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
We wish you a great weekend. Let's keep this weather going, okay?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
All right.
Thank you.